4NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. QCQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred and Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest, K4XMR, Male and Prosperity, K4OSH, Pat and Malden, KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors, and KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, KF4RVH, James in Greenville, and N4WRO, Bill in Easley, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors. We can check ins for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Please check in Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in tonight. Everybody have a nice evening.
Let's back up and recognize KO4RYP. That's my beautiful bride here in Campobello with me tonight. And also KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve on EchoLink. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Steve, especially on EchoLink. Okay, so tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Hope you and Miss Anna both are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KO4NUE. And thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I have no traffic. Hope everyone has a good night tonight. 7-3. NUE. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
NUE. How long you keep the key down, if you can hear it there, it's not in net mode like it ought to be. The timeout's in full force. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, JI4 LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be listening for that afterwards. You just better remember that timeout is in effect still.
Would like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer, and Larry, I have you in for comments tonight, and KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan in Asheville, and KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up in Traverse Rest. And Andy, thank you for reminding me. And if any repeater up, it would be me. So, any other stations, India through Lima, this is KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle in Piedmont, South Carolina. Also, please check in my parents, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. All of us are in Piedmont. We'll be negative and negative, listening just for a bit. 73 dial, y'all.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Alpha 4, November, India, Victor, KA4NIV. My name's Maurice. I'm Simpsonville, and I'll be short time tonight. Good evening, all.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Bull in Piedmont tonight. 7th and you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, that's Lloyd in Sinsville, KO4PXB, and I'll be listening.
There. I am excited. I got Michelle's call, KM4MOQ, and she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and Miss Lorena at KK4ONO. So, Mr. Gary, I'm going to put her in my log. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Michelle. And KA4NIV, that's, sorry, I can't read my writing, KA4NIV, can you give me your name again one more time, sir?
Sure, Chad, no problem. Name is Maurice. Mike Alpha Uniform Romeo India Charlie Echo. MAURICE. Over.
4NIV, Mr. Maurice in Simpsonville. Appreciate you coming back to me, Maurice. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, I hope you are doing well tonight. KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Simpsonville. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. Sorry. KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont. And Fred, if you're mobiling around, please be safe tonight. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And I have you listening in with Mr. Andy tonight, Lloyd. Are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4 NUE. Chad and Anna, please check in KO 4 QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty. I'll be native and native.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of that.
The A4QS, Dole, in the coal, and N4DMB, Paul. He's in the coal, and we'll be there today in the LOF on that.
Allen Station, I have Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra. Is that correct, sir? W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. appreciate everything you do for us on the net, Dave. And KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary. We also appreciate everything you do for us on the net, Gary. And I have you down for comments, sir. And you bring along your pretty little boy, OY, that's Miss Joy, also in Easley. KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, it's nice to hear you on the net tonight. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Dad, please check in QO November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative. Seems like double that last station there, over.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be in and out tonight.
Let's back up and get Mr. Keith, KN4CHY in Seneca, and KO4CEF. That's Mr. Andrew in Inman. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Okay, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
This is Whiskey 4 Hotel India. Name is Bruce, B-R-U-T-E, Seneca, negative, negative.
Did I copy you right, Whiskey 4 Hotel India? I lost the last letter there, sir.
Correct. Whiskey for high. Whiskey for high.
Roger that. Okay, so Net would like to recognize Whiskey 4 Hotel India, Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Are there any more stations Echo Through Hotel? Please call KO4NUE. Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Whiskey W4FHJ, Mr. Gene Taylors. Appreciate you dropping by with us tonight, Gene. Okay, any more stations? Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Chad. Thank you.
Patrick, the net would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well up there tonight. Nice talking with you again tonight, sir. Okay, we're going to open it up to the big group. Any stations? Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Mobile and Campbell.
TJQ. Can I have your name, sir?
Sorry about that. Johnny, Mobile and Campbell. Headed to the bar.
So the net would like to recognize KO4 Tango Juliet Quebec. That's Mr. Johnny and Campobella. If you're out there mobiling around, Johnny, be careful. So, all right, with that, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That's KG4JIA. Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
KO4NUE, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be negative, Chad. Thank you for running the net, sir.
I would like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. And also would get Mr. Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida on Echo Link with us tonight. Well, and his call is Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Hotel. All right, are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. So, we'll move on with the rag tube portion. So, we'll be securing the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag tube portion may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. So let's go ahead and start with the rag tube. And first up on the stop tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, you got a fresh new stomp, so go ahead and take it, sir.
Right then. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. Let me say that first of all. And then I'll be happy to hang around for the rag tube, or shoot, for the roundtable portion of the net in honor of Walt. We do owe him a great deal for many things, but most certainly for starting that roundtable. A lot of folks have come in and, just asked so many questions, and generally we've had pretty decent answers. So anybody out there who has a question regarding amateur radio in specific, come on by. We're a friendly bunch, and we try our best. Okay. anyway, it was a good day here today. I found something else that you and I have in common, Chad. When I was having a problem with my computer earlier, printing some PDFs, Donna, since the printer is up in her office on the second floor, she was right there and was able to help me troubleshoot the printing problem that I was having. It just wasn't getting to the printer. So here's a big thank you to all the wonderful spouses out there who help us in every way they can and keep life on track. And how about your day, Chad? KK4JVQ.
Can't wait to tell you. So, as you know, my oldest son is getting married next month, and I'm getting a glare already. We have waited, me and my wife have waited, by choice on my end, not to go to the tailors, because my new daughter and my son have demanded that Dad have a new suit for the wedding. So, I don't like tailors. I like tailors just as much as I like dentists. So, out of my refusal to go to the tailor, I decided to go online and order me a suit. And lo and behold, all three of them showed up today on the porch. So, while my wife was at work, I tried on my fancy new suits and shot a little video so she could see them. And I would like to add that it turned out rather nicely. And I didn't have to go anywhere or deal with somebody trying to stick me with a pen.
It's wonderful. Anybody who's been through that, and most of us guys have, I suppose, weddings and funerals, bar mitzvahs, and those kind of things. And, you know, many of us have had to wear a suit in our workplace. I recall having to do that early in my life. I got away from it as quick as I could. I swear I did. I went from wearing a suit and tie to wearing a shop apron. Yes, that was better for me. And, well, I'm sure you look spiffy, just really spiffy, in your brand new suit. But do let Anna help you also in choosing a tie. That was something really difficult for me. I don't know, is it the color of your skin, you know, the flush in your face or something, that you should wear a red tie that day? I don't know. But someone looking at you, not you in a mirror, but someone does need to help choose the perfect tie. Maybe even your daughter. Maybe she would be tickled to do that. What do you think?
KO4NUE here. So since you asked, and you did ask, I'd like to remind you, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the same thing I've told my wife, is that I don't really think it's going to matter, because when that bride comes down the walkway, I don't think anybody is going to be looking at me. And I certainly, if they do, they're not going to be looking at me long. So this is all about my new daughter and celebrating her day with her son, with my son. And I've already picked me out a tie. So years ago, I spent some time with the 26th Yeomanry Signal Corps in Britain, and one of the departing gifts that I received before I got kicked out of the country was a tie, and it's got the 26th Yeomanry Signal Corps symbols all over it, and it's a nice looking tie. I only wear it on special occasions. So I think I'm gonna wear that one, and I've ordered me some small ribbons that I earned in the military to wear on my uniform. I mean my new suit, and just you know can't wait for the day because I know my son is very excited, and we're excited to have a new daughter in the family as well. But glad to get my suits, and. You know, just real excited about that. Didn't have to go anywhere.
It's been a marvelous time in some ways. Yeah, just go online and type in your measurements as Anna helped take them for you, I'm sure. And here comes a package of suits. That is just marvelous. Yeah, Taylor's. Well, I never had any problem with it, to be, you know, clear. I never had any problem with it, Taylor. They just make you stand stiff for a long time. But you know what standing stiff for a long time is, you know. It's like at attention. Oh, boy. But you're right. No matter what you wear, if you wore one of those little tie pins that flickered an LED light, nobody would be looking at you. When you've got your daughter on your arm, the whole house is going to be looking on her. And that's as it should be, for sure. So try to hold back that one little tear that'll creep out. I know it'll be a marvelous day. I know it will be. Chad, you got some other people waiting, so I'm going to trickle on out of here and say good evening to you. And it's been a fine, absolutely fine day. And you've been a big part of it. Thank you, sir. KK4JBQ, clear.
Appreciate you dropping by, Larry. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And letting me tell you about my new suit. So I'm going to take check-ins, one more round of check-ins before I move to Mr. Gary. And then I'm going to tell him about my new antenna. So, with that said, are there any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And out. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot, India. Name is Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out tonight, Chad, KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler. Appreciate you being here.
UE. KO4, Lima Alpha Zulu, Jim Mobile in Spartanburg tonight. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. 7-3.
good group. So let's back up and recognize Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, KG4 PFI, that's Mr. Don in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Kilo Golf 4, Quebec Lima, Quebec, KG4 QLQ, that's Miss Linda. And also would like to recognize KC4 EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Harry, appreciate you dropping by. It's always a pleasure to hear you call when I call the net. And KK4 Lima Alpha Zulu, that's Mr. Jim in Spartanburg. Jim, if you're mobiling around, you be safe out there tonight, sir. Okay, with that said, we'll move on to the next on the stump. And after you, Mr. Gary, I'll come back and get any more check-ins. So, KI4DOS, you got a semi-clean stump, so go ahead and take it, Gary.
For you and you eating a net, KI4DOS. Whoops, that stump slippery tonight. I'll say good evening to Mr. Don. Good hearing my big old tall buddy Don in there tonight. We had a good day over here today, Chad. Can't complain about a thing. Got to meet Andy, W2AMD. He came up from Simpsonville and got to visit with him for a little bit. Enjoyed the face-to-face QSO with him. And after he left, I came in here and, you know, that 49-1 I've been working on, it's all mounted in the box. And I got the wire all measured out outside. Now I'm going to try to get it up in the air tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
Can't wait to hear you on single sideband, South Carolina single sideband. I have anxiously been waiting to see, you know, how that thing works out. But so you got the transformer or ballon or un or yeah, you know, the ballon. I'm sorry. So that's ready. And how are you going to connect the antenna to the box? I'm curious.
Stainless steel screw out there, and I've got a spade lug will go on the end of it. And then I'm going to put a strain relief on it to where it go up and go through the strain relief so it's not pulling on the lug itself. It'll be pulling on the strain relief. And that way it'll hopefully keep it from breaking right there where it attaches to the box. And then I got another lug coming out that's tied to a ground rod, or will be, and I'll do the same thing with it.
Well, you gonna pull the slingshot out?
Probably will. I'm just going to shoot it up in one tree, because I'm going to put the baling over here on the pole behind the tower, and then I'm going to stretch it out from there all the way out over the top of the barn.
Well, I know you're deadly with that slingshot, so if you need any help with it, let me know. But so if you got a minute, I'm going to tell you about my new antenna.
But I want to comment one real quick about your suit for your son's wedding. Your son and daughter-in-law won't know who you are if you don't walk around in your bib overalls.
That's just not going to work at all. So I just want to let you know, I did try, though. I got one set of overalls that, you know, they're not dirty or greasy or anything. But I actually FaceTimed my son. And, you know, held the phone up on FaceTime with my new overalls and said, hey, you know, what do you think? He said, nope, and ended the call. So he let me know real quick that wasn't going to work. So I didn't even really bother discussing her about it because I know what the answer's going to be.
I knew that was coming, but I just had to put that in there. It just fixed a little bit. Tell me about that new antenna you built.
So I went to this this place a couple weeks ago that sells, returned items from some of the big internet stores. And, you know, they mark get down real low, and so me and Anna went up there just to peruse around and look, and I bought all kinds of stuff. I bought cable, you know, for, you know, guy wires and circuit breakers and a couple of power supplies. Well, I bought 500 feet of copper, just 12 or 14 gauge wire. I forget which one it was. I think it may have been 14 gauge. And paid $23 for it. So I just, you know, I can't tell you how fast I threw that in the back of the car, because as soon as I saw it, I thought of Walt, you, and Larry. I said, oh, I got to have that. So I paid my $23 and brought it back home. And Andy, KI4LZI, gave me a book a couple of weeks ago. Bought at the flea market years ago. It's dated 1989. This got all kind of designs for antennas in it. So one of them was a fan dipole. And I saw that thing and I said, I've got to try. So as hard as it was for me to pull my first dipole down that y'all helped me build, I took it down and cut the center connector off of it and cut the ends off. And it just killed me when I cut it. But, you know, on the bigger and better things. So the top portion of it is cut for somewhere in the 80-meter band, and the bottom end is down in the 7-meg portion. And I absolutely love it. I can hear really well. I can get out really well, and I can hear the WWV really, really good, and I am absolutely excited about that.
Did you cut your first dipole up like that unless you used it for part of your new antenna? You should have just taken it down and put your new one up in its place. But that's what I normally do. I've got several different antennas around here. I've got a five-band fan dipole out there in the barn. It covers 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80. I left the 30 out on it. And it works real well, but I tell you what, putting that thing up in there by yourself is a... it's worse than a bear. I don't want to do that again by myself. I'd rather have some help putting that thing back up in the air. The 10 meters is the shortest wire, and it, of course, it's on the bottom. And as you go up, the wires keep getting longer and longer and longer. And you start to pull up one end, and you go up. It's looking pretty good, and you run over to the other side, start pulling that side up. And all of a sudden, that thing just wraps around itself four or five times, and it's a pain. But I'm glad your antenna is up and working good. It sounded good on the sideband net the other night. I couldn't really tell that much difference between the first one you had and the new one you got. But I don't really have a comparison. You know, if you'd need an antenna switch and have two different antennas up, and just switch from one to the other to be able to really tell how much better the one is from the other, because band conditions change so much. But I'm glad you got it up in the air.
Up, but I can tell you, it was like trying to put an octopus up. I mean, just it was awful, really. But I eventually got it sorted out and got it straightened out, and then the next challenge was, you know, trying to get it tuned, because you take it up and then you know, you look at it and, oh my goodness, it's got to come back down. So I fought with an octopus probably 7 or 8 times. And as usual, you know, you get everything the way you want it And then if you just look at it, everything changes because everything affects everything. And I got a little frustrated. I'm not going to lie. And I had to take a break for a little bit. Went in the house and then came back and, you know, just kept digging. But finally, you know, finally got it straight, and I'm very pleased with it. I just excited that you can do that with a piece of scrap wire.
Hey, you know, it's a lot of fun. You can make antennas out of just about anything. Flagpoles, your gutters on your house. Well, this list just goes on and on. You hook the radio up to it or hook analyzer up to it and beat and bang on it a little bit and see what happens. But I enjoy playing with antennas. It's a lot of fun. It does get aggravating sometimes, and that's the best thing to do is walk away from it. I normally down and come in the house and get me a cup of coffee and kick back for a minute, maybe get me a pack of crackers or something of that nature to go with my coffee, and just forget about it for a few minutes, and then you go back out and you say, well, look at this. This is what I should have done a while ago. And it just helps to get away from it. But, Chad, other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Got a good net going. Appreciate you calling it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be talking to you a little bit later. 7-3 there, young man. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Another thing I was going to tell you before you go, and I'll let you go, is I decided to clean my radio the other day. And you know how dust collects all over them. So I got my little brush out and then got my little can of compressed air and was, you know, going to clean around the buttons a little bit. And somehow or another, when I hit the canned air, I pushed the dog hair up in the display. And it is absolutely driving me crazy. I can't get it out, and it's stuck right on the power meter, right. It's not even close to being parallel to the needle. And I can't stand when things are not symmetrical. But I got to figure out how to get this dog out of here somehow. It's driving me crazy. But other than that, things are going good here, Gary. Appreciate you checking in with us and talking to me for a little bit. Please tell Miss Joy I said a hello. And with that, I'll say 73s to you. And I will ask for any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Sir, if you would, my friend, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. It's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment other than this one thing. If you're sitting around the computer sometime, look up DX Commander. It's a fan dipole, but it's vertical. I've never owned one of his, but I made my own, and I use it quite a bit. But appreciate you calling that.
Gotcha. KN4TZW up in Hendersonville. And I have checked out some of the videos on DX Commander. And I'll consider it. I'm not experienced enough to deal with vertical right now. I had a bad experience with one. Not saying that that's a bad antenna at all. I'm just saying that I'm a little slow sometimes. It takes me a while to figure things out, but I will eventually get it. But appreciate you checking in with us, Gabriel. You're welcome to drop by anytime. And if you're mobiling, please be safe. So with that, I don't have anybody else on the stump, but I'll ask one more time for check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
4DOS, KO4NUE, KI4DOS. Chad, I was sitting here thinking when you was talking about the dog hair up there behind your display. Flip that can on reverse. Get the vacuum cleaner out and reverse that airflow. See if that'll work.
Yeah.
good comment.
For PXB, one thing that really works well to get hair out of the items, take a long piece of dental floss. You can fish it down through there, and the dental floss will actually grab onto it, and you can pull that out. Also, I have another comment. See if you remember something else, but I'll wait for that one just a second.
But KO4NUE, KO4PXB, KO4DOS. So, all right. So, you're right. I'll take the vacuum cleaner and see if I can get that thing out. But I have got it on the second shelf, which means it's at eye level. And I can't even focus on the net. I can't look at it. I have to keep looking down at the paper because it's so awful. It's really distracting, and I gotta figure out how to get that. But I will get the vacuum cleaner out tomorrow and see if I can get it out without sucking one of the buttons off of the front of the radio, because I got a feeling that's what's going to happen next. But, hey, I'll give it a shot. Appreciate it, Gary. Okay, Lloyd, let me hear your comment.
Hey, Chad, see if this blast from the past reminds you of anything. Do you recall that I was actually at your wedding, and what all the stuff that we put in your truck and the fun stuff that we actually did to your body the day of your wedding?
See, I'm trying my best to figure out how to respond to that, Lloyd. So let's just leave the body portion out of it, because trust me, I do remember. I remember very well. And so let's talk about the truck. So I do remember what y'all did to the truck. My poor truck. More importantly, though, if you remember when, we walked under the swords, and when the bride walks through the guarded swords, you remember what the last guard does when the bride walks through the swords, right?
That he lowers the sabers and taps her on the butt with the saber and says, "Welcome to the army."
Yeah, but that wasn't a tap. He got her pretty good. So I do remember that, and I've got some pictures. Actually, I was looking through the other day, and boy, we were just really skinny back then and young. You know, but hey, we're older and wiser, and that's a good thing too. So I appreciate you reminded me of that, Lloyd.
Welcome, sir. Always remember memories like that, or definitely puts a smile on your face and remembers where you came from and where you're at now, and the good times to spend with your family to get them to the same place.
That. Actually, I remember the first time I met you was at Service Battery, and I remember you walked on the showroom floor, all bright and shiny. So I do remember that very well. But anyway, nobody wants to hear about our old times. But Lord, I appreciate you sharing with me and dropping by. So with that, I'll let you go and say 73s. Be safe. And are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So with that, I'll take it as that we got everybody we could get tonight. Appreciate everybody dropping by. Please hang around if you have any questions or would like to rag you just for a little bit. Just a nice night for that. So are there any additional stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Nets or RAGCHU, please call KO4NUE. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please stand by for my net report. KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to all and the net, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear. Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo, Hotel, Marshall. You still there, Marshall? Guess Marshall's monitoring right now, but that's okay. All right, anybody got any questions or want to, you know, hang around for a little round table tonight, let me know. If not, I'll start one up.
Can you eat KK4LAZ?
I got you.
I was listening to you talk about your dog hair situation up in your radio and think about how frustrating that is. And, you know, that's one of those things that will probably be a simple solution once you get it figured out. I actually had a situation like that today. I do a lot of work with – I work in audiovisual, so I spend a good bit of time poking around in the IT world, too, just because those two kind of are intertwined these days. And I fought with this stupid sound system, or, well, it was really a video system, this video system for 2.5 hours today, only to come to find out that the whole reason things weren't working to begin with was because somebody had gone and plugged the wrong cable into the wrong port on the other side of the building, and that was throwing the whole thing off. So I totally get your pain, or understand your pain, when you say you get those little tiny things that are frustrating like that.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea how my mind works, because this dog hair is just driving me nuts, and I just, like I said, I can't even look at it, but I'll get it fixed. Tell you on my little IT problem that I've had here. So I've got a Yaesu 991, and I have been desperately trying to do some of the digital modes with it, and I have been successful, but it has been difficult, because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and it has just led to an awful amount of frustration. 80 days worth, as a matter of fact, 80 days to figure out what the problem was. And if anybody's listening, let me just go ahead and give you some helpful advice right now and tell you what I found out. Unbeknownst to me, talking about IT stuff, when I purchased the radio new, I also purchased the a certain programming software with it so that I wouldn't have to ham jam all of the frequencies in. And with it comes a interface cable that plugs to the computer and then into the back of the radio, which allows you to import and export the frequencies. Well, I had no idea that the interface cable has got a little microchip in it that installs drivers onto your computer when you plug it in. So the drivers ended up being absolutely, totally incorrect. But the driver number that's, you know, I guess the number of the driver, whatever the program is, was listed as a CP1101 Zulu. And the driver that I needed was a CP1101 Sierra. One little bitty letter and 80 days worth, but I got it. You can say what you want, but I got it.
I'm very familiar with that situation. I had the same thing going on with it was a police scanner, and the interface cable for it, if you buy just like the generic cables you can get off like Amazon or something like that, the problem is a lot of those are just like knockoff chips from China, and so the proper drivers are really difficult to track down because you don't know what chipset the thing's got in it. You know, they'll send you a disc with it, but I mean, I don't have a machine with a disk disk drive in it anymore, and it's usually one of the little teeny tiny ones. So even if you did have a disk drive, you'd have to have one that, you know, had a spindle in the middle you could snap it onto in order to even use it. And so yeah, I've been through that same thing. Try to fight for the driver, as soon as you find the right one, it all works flawlessly. But finding it's the hard part. Especially when half the websites are in a language you can't understand. I got to run in here and let the dog out real quick, but I'll be back in a couple of minutes. So if you're still around, we can pick it up again. KK4LAZ.